This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good Friday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. It is Friday. I'm excited this Friday. And we're starting things off this morning with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo. Jesse, are you happy it's Friday?
I'm happy it's Friday, absolutely. I'm happy every day I wake up. It's February 9th already. It's hard to believe we're moving so quickly through the year. So many things to get caught up on.
There is, and you had some pretty exciting news earlier this week out of Manhattan Regional with a very good report on 2017.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that everybody was aware that we had a really good year last year for employments, you know, and that was one of the things that we focused on early on in the year when we knew that the large aircraft are coming in. We wanted to increase the marketing efforts and try to get more people flying locally here in Manhattan Regional Airport. So it was a record year for us. It was the highest number of employments ever. And for folks who don't know, employments is the way we measure people who are boarding an aircraft, not deplaning or getting off. So the employments is what we track, and it's a really good measure for the success of the market in the area.
Employment being boarding at that airport.
At that airport, yeah. Correct.
Because that is a difference that they're deplaning at the airport. It's kind of a different statistic.
That is. So if you look at it that way, you know, we've had, what is it, about 6,000 employments. You've got well over 120, getting close to 130,000 people that are coming and going out of the airport for the entire year. So it's a lot of people to move through, and we're happy we have that brand new facility out there. That terminal is just gorgeous. We get great feedback from customers on it, and people really enjoy flying out of Manhattan.
I think one thing I noticed that really caught my eye in your press release on that information earlier in the week, or at least maybe that's just when I caught it. Maybe you had that up a little bit earlier. But he said in 2016 that employments had fallen by about 3,000. So it had to be just put a big smile on your face to see those 2017 numbers.
You know, it sure did, because that was one of the concerns that we had. You know, once we got off that federal subsidy that we had, you know, years back and got regional jet service here in Manhattan, and employments has steadily grown. And we had kind of plateaued at about 63,000 employments per year, which is a great level. And then 2016, you're right, we fell off by a couple thousand employments there. So we're trying to figure out, there's a lot of different factors that go into play. You know, of course, people have options, and when there's low fuel prices at the pump, people may even drive instead of flying, and there's just a lot of things and factors that go into it. And 2017 came around, and we saw the bigger aircraft were coming in, which meant we had more capacity, and we wanted to make sure we reversed that trend, and we did a great job doing that. And, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to you, to 502 Media Group, who partnered with us to do a lot of our marketing campaign. We created the Get On Board campaign. We have the new Fly MHK logo and slogan. It's closer to where you want to be. And we even won an award recently for it from Graphic Design USA. And so we'll be sharing that news as well, that for all the efforts that we had in 2017 for marketing, they recognized what a great job we all did.
And we do have a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus with us, with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo. Go right ahead.
Well, I wanted to thank you for your professionalism out there at the airport. When you first showed up, you know, I apologize to you for the kind of a job you had taken, but I go by the number of cars in the free parking, by how many people are flying in and out of there, and it's all full, and your wonderful facilities. Used to be half the lights that wouldn't even work inside the building, and now everything's running good, and the people that work there seem to be reasonably happy. And out on the ramps, beautiful equipment sitting out there. How are we doing with that truck that sprays the ice off? When you first showed up here, the boys couldn't get the truck to start to spray the ice off the aircraft.
Well, I appreciate all the comments there, and it's always great to hear from the community of how they see the airport is continuing to develop, and I'm happy to be a part of that. As far as the ice truck goes, there's actually a couple different options out there. The airline has their own de-icing truck, and so they manage and maintain that truck, and occasionally when they have maintenance issues, they have the backup truck, which is owned by the airport, and so we maintain our de-icing truck. And I can say that the airline has, over the last couple of years, had a couple of maintenance issues, but our airport truck has been there fully functioning and operating to help de-ice aircraft.
All right, caller, still with? Nope. Or is he? Nope, he's on. And again, if you have any, you want to call in, get involved in the conversation, 785-537-1350 is the number to call here with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo. And you mentioned just a little bit ago, Jesse, about those bigger aircraft that the airport has now being a good contributor to those 2017 numbers. And if you want to see a picture of the aircraft, the story we have on our website at newsradiokman.com about the record numbers for 2017, we have that front and center. That actually a picture I was able to grab when you invited me out there to see that, which was a really cool thing and a really cool experience to see that, and a big key for Manhattan Regional Airport.
Yeah, that was a big hurdle to overcome, and not just for the community to get the large aircraft, which came with a lot more amenities, more baggage compartment space overhead, as well as luggage capacity below, more legroom, first-class options, Wi-Fi capabilities. I mean, there were so many nice features of that CRJ-700, but it also came with that weird federal regulation rule that said anything with 60 or more seats, the airport had to go through a security upgrade. And that was something that a major accomplishment for us last year, was able to get that security program approved by TSA, get that implemented, and afforded that opportunity for that May 5th arrival where you took that picture. And it is a great picture, Brady. And, you know, getting back to the caller, it's a nice segue, too, to talk a little bit about snow removal.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some snow in the forecast coming in tomorrow, and actually driving into the studio today, it had some snow flurries hitting that windshield. And it just seems like we've been nonstop with some snow events week after week. And our crews get out there and just want to kind of explain that, you know, you can only control the things you can control. And our airport crew gets out there and has a responsibility to clear the runway, clear the paved surfaces, as well as the parking lot and sidewalks. And those are the things that we do and we maintain. The airline staff themselves, you know, will de-ice their own aircraft, and then the pilot gets to make the decision on whether or not he actually flies out. And so there's been a lot of those occurrences with the snow events going on where we have never been an issue with a flight taking off or being delayed. It's never been a problem with the airport itself. We maintain that runway and the paved surfaces, and give a lot of credit to my maintenance staff for doing that. The local airline staff has been doing a great job of de-icing the aircraft and trying to get the planes pushed out. And, you know, sometimes it comes down to pilot decision or the location that they're going to. And I know Chicago's been getting hit pretty hard, too, recently. So apologize for any of those delays and cancellations and things that people have, you know, as part of that air travel. And weather is just always an unknown variable in there. But locally, all your people here are doing everything they can to help get you there on time.
Just a part of life, right?
That's right.
Got to deal with the weather, especially if you living in Kansas or going to Chicago, especially this time of year.
That's right.
No shortage of snow in Chicago in February. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson.